Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls in a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
Yay.
Happy Tuesday after Labor Day. We made it through the long weekend.
We didn't. I am still on vacation.
I was just
not to rub
say,
it in, but...
Except, yeah, you didn't have to go back to the work today.
Exactly.
I felt like this was probably one of the longer weekends that when I got back, I wasn't bombarded. I felt very relieved.
I liked not getting up this morning.
Yeah, I know.
That was nice.
Steve's traveling and he messaged me yesterday and I was like, yeah, I slept in until 9. He's like, what? He had totally forgot it was a holiday. He just thought I had decided
he just blew
to
off
skip
work.
Yeah. All right, so we have Carrie McLeod back.
Thank you for having me.
And you changed the name of your blog so I can no longer call you what I used to call you. You are now Carrie on Life.
I am Carrie on Life. It was a Facebook friend who suggested Carrie On.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out there's somebody who already has Carrie On, and she's adorable, and she's in the South, and she posts these recipes, and I couldn't hate her because she's too cute. And so,
aww, you're
so I decided
sweet.
Carrie On Life. But I'm going to do some different things with it because the way you have guest co-hosts,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some guest writers. I have some people who would really like to write. I designed the basics of the blog today.
Okay.
And so I have the categories. They're out there. I have a Facebook page that links to it. Mm-hmm. And I should get some posts up soon.
And your web address is carryonlife.com.
It is.
And your Facebook page, is it still Facebook.com/vodka stiletto princess? Or did you change that too?
The URL address I could not change. So Okay. Yes, it's still vodka stiletto princess. But if you just do a search,
mm-hmm.
Carry On Life, you can find me that way.
Okay. And I'll share the link on the podcast page, but I saw that was popping up and I was like, I better ask her first. So
yeah.
Here we are, verifying
yeah.
live. So if they don't catch it on here, they're going to catch it on the page itself.
Very
so
good.
So they can check out your blog. Have you posted your first blog?
No, I just designed it so you can see what the categories are going to be. They're, you know, relationships, of course, because we all love to talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do one subject on one category on if women just started loving themselves, you know, loving their bodies exactly as is. So that's going to be one of the topics. Another topic is going to be friendships. One is going to be, and this I got from you, is what we're listening to and what we're reading. So that's going to be
yes.
one. And another one that I got from you is the crush of the week. That's going to be people that are inspiring us.
Nice.
So we'll post that. I have a few people that already volunteered to write, and I'm going to recruit you to write.
You told me that.
Now, yes.
I've been like mentally processing what could I write about?
Yeah. And, you know, what's really interesting is I have a few men who want to write, particularly under the relationships
mm-hmm.
category, which I think would be interesting to get their
Definitely.
Perspective. So it'd be fun.
That is exciting.
I'm excited. I also learned how to put ads on it so I can get a commission. Every time
there
you click
go.
On an ad, I would get a commission. So if anybody wants me to buy new shoes and stuff, click on the ads that are going to be on there.
And all you got to do is click on it.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and I get a commission.
So anytime I go to your website, I'm going to click on an ad.
Yes.
Even though I don't want to buy anything.
I'll pick right. good ads.
Awesome. Very right. exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, I saw you posted you went to the gym today on your day off. Good job.
I did.
Most of my days off, I don't go to the gym.
This was one of those days, too, where, and it's rare, but I hated every single second. I'm running. I'm like, seriously, only 20 seconds have passed. Really? No way. I hate it. You know, and that's rare because a lot of times those first 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, this seriously sucks.
Right.
But then, you know, after that first 10 minutes, you get into a groove. I never got into the groove. But I did it. It's done.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. You run on the treadmill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I fell off of a treadmill about a month ago.
I think you told
yes,
me this.
Yes. And today was the first day I got back on.
Oh, really?
I was so nervous. Because it could have been so much worse. Like, if I got stuck in my face, So all these, like, nightmares went through, like, the rug burn on your face from
Thank
the treadmill.
Thank you. I'm going to have nightmares now.
You know, all you got to do is wear that safety strap. I wasn't.
I don't wear a safety strap.
You need to do that.
I don't know that they have them on there.
They should. If it's at a gym, I think it's required.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never noticed.
You need to look into it. Because so I wore the safety strap today. I actually participated in a mud run this last weekend.
I saw your pictures.
And to train for it, since I was scared of the treadmill, I got on the elliptical. And I was killing it on the elliptical. But then after the mud run, and still, 3 days later, my calves are killing me. Because there is a huge difference in running and the elliptical.
Right, because the elliptical is no impact. And mm-hmm. So that's part of what you're training to, is the impact.
Yeah. And so that kind of pushed me to get back on the treadmill. So day one, mm-hmm. I did
awesome.
A mile and a half.
Awesome.
And I did five. Yay. And you're pretty motivating when I look and see that you post at the gym or post after the fact at the gym because you forgot to check in. So keep it up.
And I don't check in. I check out. I never check in the places. Because I've had
do that too.
When I've checked in the places, sometimes people show up that I don't necessarily want mm-hmm. to see. So I check out, and then you can go ahead, go there. I'm not there. Go ahead.
That's kind of how I am. Mm-hmm. When I'm leaving a place, I'll check in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you've exposed the secret to safely checking in on Facebook. Because some people are like, "Why do you check in? It lets people know you're not home." Well, by the time they see it, I'm probably halfway home.
And we're women who are smart.
Right.
That's all there is to it. We're just smart women. And truth is, there are some creepy men. And
there are. So. Steve's mom gave me a talking to the other day.
She did?
She did.
Oh, I must hear.
She isn't on Facebook, but her other son is. And her other son likes to give her an update on it, everyone and what they're doing, if it's appropriate, if it's nothing that Mom and Elle will judge. Mm-hmm. And he told her that I posted that I had dropped Steve off at the airport. And she told me that was unsafe. That someone could knock me over the head.
I actually thought that when you posted it, too. And I considered sending you an email just because I
had never
think
thought
about it. Yeah, I did think about that. And, you know, that's one thing I'm always safe about. Nobody ever knows if I'm home, alone.
Right.
Really, the only thing I do is check out at the gym. And that's just because I'm not sure it counts if I don't post it on Facebook. So
I know, right? It's that validation.
I know.
And it is motivating
for other
people.
I need everybody to know I'm working out.
And it is motivating to other people, I promise. Some people mm-hmm. get all cranky when, mm-hmm. Stop posting, you're bragging. Mm-hmm. No, that means you're lazy and you don't want to get off your booty.
Well, people get cranky about everything I post on Facebook, so.
So you agree with Mom and Elle, I need to stop announcing when Steve's out of town.
Yeah, I think be safe.
On the podcast as well. I just said he's traveling. He's back tomorrow.
Tonight. I thought you said he's back tonight.
That's right. No one's knocked me over the head.
And your alarm system and your great big dogs. And
yeah. The dogs have to be outside when you arrive so they don't attack you. Mm-hmm. Instead, the cat licks your face. Anyway. So I know you told me at the very beginning of our podcasting relationship that you're not into the Hollywood news. But there was so much this weekend. I couldn't avoid it.
I only knew from you sending this. That was it. I knew from, and I was like, oh, I better do some research on some of these people because I don't know who they are.
And you did, right?
I did
some research. Okay, mm-hmm. First, it was a weekend of weddings, like nobody's business. You had to know most of these people, right?
Well, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, of course. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they weren't married.
You're funny.
I assumed they were married, so that was exciting news to me. Like, wait, they were not married, and now they are.
For quite some time, they were saying they wouldn't get married until everyone had the right to, you know. Yeah.
Right.
And so, I guess they changed their mind, because not everyone has the right to everywhere.
That's happening, though. Mm-hmm. I think I'm feeling very confident it's going to happen mm-hmm. everywhere.
And I worry about their kids getting older, and the whole marriage, I think, is a good example.
Because they have a gazillion kids.
Yeah, they have a litter. They do. In addition to Brad and Angelina getting married this last week, Ashley Simpson, she is Jessica Simpson's sister. Mm-hmm. She got married to a guy named Evan Ross, who I guess is related to Diane Ross. I've never heard of him.
Oh.
But that makes Jessica Simpson and Diane Ross distantly related. That's pretty cool, huh?
Is
two very,
very cool.
Intense song
I
people.
Do. I like Jessica Simpson. I know I that there too. Has been a lot of people that think she's not very smart or she's just
got
adorable.
Billions of dollars. Maybe
she's
not
adorable.
Billions. Millions. Her whole apparel line, mm-hmm. it's rocking constantly.
I love her shoes.
Mm-hmm. So for a dumb girl, she's making making a killing.
Absolutely.
Jenny McCarthy got married.
Yeah, I so don't care about her getting married. I really don't.
I love her.
You should
like her. She's a writer. She had a blog.
But I'm not a fan of her. And the reason I'm not a fan of her is because too many people look to her. She's very anti-vaxxer. She's mm-hmm. an anti-vaxxer. And too many people are influenced by that and they don't listen to the real scientific evidence. And it's frightening to me. You know, working for Children's Hospital, I have an autistic child.
And she has an autistic child as well, correct?
And she really loves to convince people, even though the science has shown again and again and again that they do not cause autism. Mm-hmm. She is convinced that it does. That's the reason her child is autistic, because apparently she stopped reading when we got to genetics and what the, and it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And when she was on The View, the CDC started a huge campaign because they were worried about right. her being on The View. And that's what actually happened, is now we're seeing measles again. Mm-hmm. We've basically eradicated that. So we're seeing measles again. We're seeing other diseases. And it's just frightening. And when you think about, fine, if they don't want to vaccinate their children, keep them at home and homeschool them. Because there's a lot of children out there who are immune compromised who cannot get vaccinated. So they're turning their children into weapons. And so that's why I'm not a fan of her. I mean, some of the work okay. that she's done, fine, it's great, and she can be very talented. I don't like her putting that stuff out there without any concrete evidence, because people are very influenced by celebrities, and so it You're gets right. frightening. So,
and I think I take celebrities like her that stand up for stuff like that with that part of them with mm-hmm. a very small mm-hmm. grain of salt. Because mm-hmm. again, I know, you know, she started in Playboy. Why yeah. am I going to take, if I were to have kids, why would I take her, you know, sorry. I'm sorry. That's exactly. horrible.
It's fascinating how many people do.
I'm sure there's like, been doctors are, and stuff that have started in Playboy to pay for their education, but Jenny McCarthy's not one of them.
Exactly. She is not a scientist. She does not know the facts. And it's just scary, you know, when celebrities mm-hmm. put out misinformation, and lots do. It's not just her. There's a lot of celebrities that put out misinformation, but people...
The general public...
They listen to that.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. And that is sad.
Right.
But I don't know. I just... The cute bubbly blonde thing. I've always kind of liked yep. her. And she married a New Kids on the Block boy.
Huh, that's very interesting. Now, she was married to...
Jim Carrey.
That's right.
Funny man. Very funny man.
I love
but
him.
This time she married Donnie Wahlberg. And then this one you might not have known. Gabrielle Union?
Nope.
Yeah. And she married Miami Heat shooting guard Dwayne Wade, which I don't really follow them much.
I do know who it is.
Really?
I do.
Are you a sports queen?
No.
How do you know who Dwayne Wade is?
If I do watch sports, it tends to be basketball.
Okay.
So I just, mostly I just know the name. I don't follow basketball, and everybody keeps asking me, so you're going to watch the football game? What football game?
I know. I pay attention to the Denver Broncos, because when they play, I can go to the grocery store and it be so quiet. I'm not a sports person.
Oh, and if they're in the Super Bowl, oh my God, you can go anywhere.
Walmart was dead.
You can go anywhere. You yeah. can run amok. Seriously, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I pay attention to sports. I don't really... Every once in a while, I get tickets through work, and that's fun. It's a socialization, right. but right. yeah. I took Steve once, and he actually had fun. He's not a sports person either. So there were a lot of weddings. Those are just some of the ones I've heard about.
Fascinating.
And I had several friends get married over the weekend.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
No, makes I have sense. A lot of friends whose anniversary is right around this
It makes sense.
Holiday weekend.
Because the long weekend makes it easier for guests, makes it easier for you. You don't have to take an extra day off work. It
still tends to be nice outside, but not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I get married, I might get married over this weekend.
There you go. Carrie Underwood made big news yesterday. When I was actually typing up the notes for this show, I thankfully looked at my email and I was like, oh, what? Carrie Underwood, what? Mm-hmm. She's pregnant.
Fascinating.
And she was so cute in the way that she announced it. She posted a picture on Instagram showing her two puppies wearing shirts that say they were going to be big siblings.
That's so cute. Mm-hmm. And her husband, is he a celebrity?
He plays hockey.
Okay.
And the only reason I know that is because I like Carrie Underwood. And I knew she married a hockey player, Mike Fisher.
I like her too, but I did not know she was married or to whom.
Yes.
But now, because of you, I know she's pregnant too.
Mm-hmm.
And she has pets.
She does. And she's due in spring of 2015.
That's exciting.
Congratulations. I was looking at one of the pictures that Miranda Lambert posted over the weekend, and someone put congratulations on the pregnancy. There's a difference between Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. I just, wow.
I would probably make that mistake.
No way.
But
no
I way. Wouldn't do it. I wouldn't I even
throw
do it
in
out.
Your face.
I still wouldn't verbalize it or type it or anything because I wouldn't be quite sure that's who it was.
That's why they have Google. Anytime I post something like that, like I Google before just to make sure I'm spelling their name right, just right. to make sure I'm correct right. in what right. I'm saying mm-hmm. because I don't want to have another I don't know, a few podcasts ago, I mentioned the wrong brother was married to the wrong person, and yeah, it's because I didn't have Google
I count on
to
you.
Censor
you
my
You could
mouth.
Give me false information on all the celebrities,
no,
and
I
would I just I
double-checked
say
all this stuff. And then Lance Bass popped the question to his guy for a second time. I found this to be odd celebrity news. So mm-hmm. they got engaged a year ago, and on the anniversary of their engagement date, he asked him again and gave him another ring.
Did it say why?
No, it didn't.
It's interesting. You know, my best friend is gay, and he proposed to his significant other. I'm thrilled for them. They, of course, are waiting for it to be officially legal here.
But as soon as it is, they're ready.
Exactly.
All right, so Women Crush of the Week. Did you bring one?
I do have one.
Did you hear that Teresa had two last week?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, showing them up.
Remind me who they were again.
Crap, don't do that to me. I'm sorry. That is so mean. I have the memory of a gnat.
I'm just trying to show that other people have bad memories like me. That's all I was doing.
One was a rock and roll goddess, very beautiful, that sings about, you know, empowerment. Women. I don't remember the second one.
No, I'll have to listen to it again.
I will too. Right. Crap, Carrie.
I'm sorry. It's too bad it's not a call-in show. We could have her call.
I know. Working on the third microphone. You were trying to convince your coworker to come.
I was, and then I knew I was going to go to the gym, and I was going to do these other things, so I just didn't even connect with her. I emailed her a couple of times today, but about something else.
Gotcha.
But next time.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I had to, because my memory is bad, that's why I had to actually write down who my woman crush of the week is. But Emma Thompson, just because I've always really liked her as an actress.
Okay. The name sounds familiar.
She is, she's been in a lot of maybe British type of films.
Okay.
She's done a couple of Shakespeare. She's been on Broadway.
Okay.
If you saw a picture of her, you would probably recognize who she is. But that's not the reason. It's because she's so low-key about it, but she's quite the humanitarian. And she's very, very involved in different things like anti-poverty, human rights. She's big on raising awareness of the sex trafficking that takes place. And then also she was the very first person to get an Oscar for both acting and screenwriting. So she's just impressive.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I decided to pick somebody who's much older. You know, she, I believe, now is in her 60s.
Okay.
Just because, I don't know why I did. I just thought I would select her.
Because Beyonce was too young last week.
Beyonce's fabulous, though. She really is.
I had a lot of people that weren't all about her. When I posted about from the VMAs.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, one thing that was really interesting, you know, and this is always fascinating to watch, is a few years ago when People Magazine picked J-Lo as the most beautiful, there were so many women who were so critical of choosing her. She's gorgeous.
She is.
She is absolutely stunning. How can you sit there and pick her apart?
And she is gorgeous. Aged so well. Oh, and she's taken incredible. Such good care of herself.
She is absolutely incredible. I think she is incredibly talented. She's very humanitarian. She gets involved in a lot of causes, and she's gorgeous. And she is like a girl crush for me.
And what hasn't she done? She started singing, mm-hmm. acting. I think she's even written, produced things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She stays connected to her roots, too.
Mm-hmm.
She does a very good job of staying, you know, I'm not too good for that. She stays connected to her roots. But it was fascinating when she was, you know, when they select the male people of the year, whatever it is. When they select the male one, you never see men saying, oh, he's ugly.
Right.
Why did they pick him? He's so ugly.
Right.
Men don't do that.
No.
Women do that. It's, we are why the you mack on each other? I know.
We should be supporting each other. That's why I think this Woman Crush of the Week was like something mm-hmm. that we needed to start doing. And now that you're going to have it on your blog, I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
So my Woman Crush of the Week is Christiane Amanpour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I pronounced that right. But
she is amazing.
Yeah. She is a broadcast journalist, which I thought was appropriate since both you and I went to school for broadcasting. She's known for being one of the first female journalists to report from the war zone, acting as CNN's chief international correspondent, and generally being a badass.
She's amazing. She truly is absolutely amazing.
And her best quote, because if we, the storytellers, don't do this, then the bad people will win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's incredible. Her husband's pretty amazing, too.
What's her husband do?
He's a political advisor. So he's been political advisor to Bill Clinton, to Hillary Rodham Clinton, to Obama. Chief of staff. He's a chief of staff, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, he's in politics.
Okay.
And, you know, they sometimes move around. But, yeah, he is in politics, and he's pretty amazing. But she's spectacular.
How did two amazing, powerful people like that end up together and not kill each other? Like, there would need to be some balance. One of them, like, would need to stay home.
I think the craziest, though, is Mary Matlin, who is very Republican,
mm-hmm.
and James Carver, who is very, very Democrat.
Okay, that's war.
Exactly. And how they make it work, I mean, because Mary Matlin, she's all the way on the right side,
mm-hmm.
and James Carver is very, very liberal. So, I mean, it's not even like they're close enough. You know, it's fascinating, but they've had a successful marriage for 20 years.
Do you think if it were opposite, it would work?
I don't know.
Because I think that would really mess it up. But with her being the conservative one and him being the liberal, I could see where that might...
I think that's a really good point, because mm-hmm. I think I would have a hard time being with somebody who's extremely on the right side.
Okay.
Somebody who's more towards the middle, that would be fine. But extremely, I think as a woman, I would feel non-supported.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that does make a lot of sense. I think maybe it does work better because she is the conservative and he is the liberal.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
That's a very good point.
All right. I was doing some research for this week's show, and I came across this like makeup recommendation, and some of the facts that went along with it really surprised me. Did you know that the U.S. is very relaxed when it comes to their regulation regarding skincare? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Very scary. Very scary stuff.
There's a lot of things I should probably be afraid of that I'm simply not.
Well, we put, like, especially women, right. put a lot of money into their skin
right.
treatment.
Right. So, I guess I don't think about it. And it's the same thing with food. You mm-hmm. know, there's so much going on about genetically yeah. modified. And it's been my whole life, I've been eating genetic modified food. I just mm-hmm. haven't been influenced until recently by marketing campaigns by things like Whole Foods. And then somebody posted, I don't know if you've seen this, but this was going around now that pumpkin spice lattes are out.
Steve posted it on my wall.
Yeah.
It's probably where you saw it.
I've seen that on so many walls. I'm like, I'm still drinking them. I don't care. I was going to comment. I think I did see it on your wall, and I was mm-hmm. going to comment. I was going to say, you know, to be perfectly honest, I have seen what's inside of a hot dog under an electron microscope, which is disgusting, and I still love them. So
I'm the same way when it comes to hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone always gives me grief because it's one of my favorite things. Cheese hot dog from Oscar Mayer. Mm-hmm. Or if it's not the cheese hot dog, it has to be the really cheap ones that are really bad for you.
Yeah.
I don't like beef hot dogs.
Well, and if you saw what was in them, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would be disgusted, but I just don't care. They taste good. I don't care. Same with pumpkin spice. Ever since I was posted, I probably drank 6 of them.
Nice. They came out early this year, did they not?
They did. I'm hoping the caramel brulee comes out early. But let's go back to the skin, because I should care more about what kind of stuff I put on my skin.
I found it to be strange. So the United States has not passed a federal law to regulate the ingredients used in personal care products since 1938.
That is crazy. See.
So companies are allowed to use known toxins, ingredients that have been linked to cancer, reproductive issues, hormone disruption, without even telling us.
Wow.
But then in Europe, they have spent the past 2 decades banning or restricting more than 1,300 ingredients. And the U.S. has only banned 11 to date. So this company called Beauty Counter, they have banned more than 1,500 ingredients, and they have set a new health and safety standard. And that's actually what drew me into this list. It was the new products for fall, and I love new beauty products. I like to stay on top of that. So I want to go ahead and share some of their top 5 fall products, because they do seem pretty legit and pretty awesome. So do you want to start off and help me talk about this?
Sure. Sure. So I hadn't read this yet. The Tint Skin Complexion Coverage. So that's just like a tinted moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I love those. Oh, and reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. I so want that. And smoother, fresher looking skin. I need to go get this now.
Now. Well, the thing is, you can't buy it in any store. You have to buy it online.
Okay, well, I'll do that right now.
I will post.
You continue talking.
While
and
you
I will-
shop, they also have Lustro Face Oils, which you can combine with moisturizers, foundations. There's 3 different scents. A drop or 2 of this oil added to your moisturizer is a great way to pamper your face.
What are the scents?
It doesn't say.
Huh.
Sorry. I didn't do enough research.
But so you get a little bit of that with aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I love that.
Hopefully they have like a lavender calming scent. That's what I would use for
work
days.
I need energizing.
And then for the non-work days, I would pick the energizing one.
Something peppermint, citrus, something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So sunscreen.
Always important.
That is one thing I am always religious about is sunscreen because I had skin cancer.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So I am pretty religious about sunscreen.
But not all sunscreens are the same.
No.
I keep reading that.
Right.
And 50 SPF is ideal, according to my dermatologist.
But I think as little as I go outside, this that's here, the 30 SPF, that would probably be fine for me.
But even when you're driving, like... Everything adds up. Every little exposure to the sun
but
adds
you know,
up.
You know what? Driving to your house is like the most driving I do.
Oh.
For an entire month is
well,
driving
thanks.
To your house. I have a 7-year-old car that has 40,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
That is how little I drive.
Oh, see, I love driving.
Yeah, I like driving just fine. I don't have a problem with it. It's just I always have people driving me and I don't go anywhere. Let's just go with that. I don't go anywhere. I had a Facebook friend recently ask me, do you ever go out? No. Sometimes.
But people know you. Like I have friends like Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I met her going out and through Steve and like going out people. She would be in that category.
Yes.
Because she goes out.
I do on occasion.
A lot of friends.
I do on occasion go out. And you know, it's always interesting when I do go out too. That I will sometimes post. So for the stalkers, I'm going to be here tonight. And I will sometimes post that. And then people will go. And some are just curious because they want to know if I really exist.
Right. Every week. That's still crazy to me. Still crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What else is this? Back focus.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty
Sorry.
Counter. Back to Beauty Counter. They also have Kids Counter Bath Collection. It has shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for kids.
See, that's where I care. I care what I give to my kids. I do.
That's very good.
I care whether
yes.
I'm poisoning them or or not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it makes up for the fact that I don't like to be around them all the time.
That makes you human.
Right.
All right, and the last product we're going to talk about?
The Every Night PM Hydrating Cream. I need some of that.
I have tried so many different of those, and either they break me out or they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's something I might be looking at. It's an unscented moisturizer. It's made from coconut oil plus vitamin and amino acid packed aloe, which I have done the coconut oil, just pure coconut oil on my face at night.
I have too.
And that's just a little too greasy.
It is. Yes. Except I am past the point where, you know, I couldn't use it those few days before my period because then I'll get a zit. But otherwise, I could put all kinds of tons of grease on my face. I'm not going to break out.
And the last time you were here, we talked about bad friends, people get out of your life. And we didn't quite hit this last topic. So before we wrap it up today, I want to talk about...
I'm going to report my books, though, before we wrap it up, because I've thought about this.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it, but we'll get that in a second. Let's talk about the three kinds of false friends that you've got to fire from your life immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in HR. It sucks to fire people. It really sucks to fire friends.
Yes.
But you got to do it.
Yes.
From time to time.
Absolutely.
There are those energy vampires. Some people just wear you out. You feel more tired and stressed, less vital after interacting with them.
Absolutely. Here's a good example. So I have a few friends like this. I'm not calling any particular person out.
No.
But I have a couple of friends like this who they tend to call. I avoid them because they tend to call when they just want to talk about how miserable they are in their relationships or in their job or in this or in that. And I am very honest with them and I tell them, look, if you're not going to change anything, which means leave or get a different job or whatever, you need to shut up.
Because I think you've posted something similar to that on Facebook about people on Facebook that constantly whine.
Exactly.
And I always agree with you.
Exactly. Just shut up. If your life is that miserable, it's your responsibility to fix it. But they do drain you. They absolutely drain you. You sit there on the phone and you're thinking, God.
And you don't get words in.
Please just let me kill you. Please. Because then your whole little problem will be over. I have a couple of friends that have been in very, very, very unhappy relationships for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they ever talk about. It's like, if it's that terrible, you know what? There are 6 billion people. You can find somebody else.
Right.
Or I'm kind of thinking sometimes you might be the common denominator. So
you
be alone for a
while. You posted that
yesterday,
right?
Yes. Yes. I am big about that. If you constantly are having bad relationship after bad relationship, it's probably you.
Yes. It's very true. Why? I don't know. You, yeah. A lot of times I bring up these topics and you're constantly writing about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to go anywhere else. Just follow Carrie McLeod on Facebook. You don't have to friend her. You can just follow her. If you feel weird, you don't know her, follow her, because she always posts wise words.
Actually, if you don't friend request me, you won't see anything. Everything's private.
See, I'm not good at Facebook.
Yeah. Absolutely everything is private. So my pictures, everything is private. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
you have to actually friend request.
Mm-hmm. All right. There are those that are the I, me, mines. They expect much more from others on a daily basis than they are willing to give. I, me, mine people are the center of their own universe. And if they're in your life, and you're always going to have to work around theirs. So, okay, redo. If they're in your life, you're always going to have to work around their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anything to add? That's the good thing about us. I state the facts and you expand on them.
I attract some of those people, I think, because I'm not always assertive about I should get let's do this my way. I'm becoming a lot more assertive and it's causing some friends to distance themselves. You know, when the thing about going out, well, I don't want to go to a bar all the time. I don't.
Right.
Invite me to lunch.
There's
or if I
so
invite you
to
lunch,
to
let's go to lunch, let's take a hike, let's do this. But it's always, no, let's go do this. It's always, let's do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they do act like they are the center of the universe. But I do have some friends who might say that about me as well. So I have to be honest there. They're definitely, you know, I have those more passive friends. And in those instances, they probably think that about me at times.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Yeah.
But if someone's too passive, you have to be the direction. Or you're just going to sit around, I don't know. I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Right. But if I'm not really including them, which I can be guilty of, it's like if I can get away with it's going to be my way, then I just might do that. So if you're my friend, you have to be on the lookout for that. You have to speak up once in a while because I'm not necessarily going to always be your best advocate if it means I can get my own way. And maybe that's human nature. I don't know. But I think I probably do have a few friends who could say I fall a little bit into that.
Oh, really? Yes. I don't see that about you. But it's very big of you to acknowledge that.
Yes.
And then the last group of people we need to fire from our lives are the liars. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that's just kind of a given.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do that a couple times where, you know, I usually give them way more than twice.
Right.
Like, there's got to be like half a dozen times. And finally, I'm like, I can't deal with these lies anymore.
Right. I do. No, actually, I don't anymore. But I used to be the liar who would make excuses on why I wasn't going out.
Ah.
But over the past couple of years, I've gotten a lot better about just, no, I don't owe you an explanation. I don't feel like going out. No, mm-hmm. I don't want to go to the bar tonight. I've had a long week. I don't want to go to the bar where it's loud, and I just don't want to do that. And I already took my bra off, so no. I'm not, it doesn't sound bra worthy to me. So, but I was the kind that would lie about why I wasn't going out. It's like, mm-hmm. I felt I owed something instead of just saying,
or they would judge you for not doing what
right.
they think is right. appropriate on right. Friday or Saturday.
Right. Night. Now I realize it's okay for me to say, nah, I cracked open a really good book and a bottle of wine, and nope, I'm not going out.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these books. So last time you were here, we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey and mm-hmm. like other books. I think Twilight was mentioned. And you were talking, you know, about well-written versus books that aren't well-written at all. And I put you on the spot and I said, what are your top five books?
Mm-hmm.
And between then and now, you had told me you had your top five.
I did.
So I was prepared to put you on the spot again. But then today on Facebook, you posted, uh-oh, I'm supposed to give my top five books. Any suggestions? I was like, oh, no. So I almost didn't bring it up during the podcast.
Because you're ready. Because everyone heard you say you were ready. I did, yes. And I did have a list of five books, but then I read some more books. And then I thought about... At first, I had a list of five books that I felt like they should be my top books.
Because, and why?
Because they're classics. Mm. One is actually in my top five, and that's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to be reminded of that. So could that really fall into my top five? I don't know. I had to be reminded. So that Dr. Seuss, of course, gets honorable mention because Dr. Seuss is the reason why I read and write. And, you know, I have a tattoo of the Lorax,
mm-hmm.
which was my favorite Dr. Seuss. The Stand by Stephen King, because Stephen King is just a phenomenal writer. Even when I don't like the actual book, he's just such an incredibly great writer. Can I just say authors? Let's say authors. Dean Koontz is another author that I love. I just enjoy. And I think Jodi Picoult is another that I just love and enjoy.
I don't recognize that name.
There's some movies. Some movies have been made from her books. My Sister's Keeper was made from her books. Her books, they're never an actual particular. They're just literature. It doesn't fall under any kind of genre. She's got a master's in creative writing. She's an incredible writer.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been disappointed with the movies that are made from her books because they don't follow the books.
Right.
It seems like maybe she gives them a lot of creative freedom because My Sister's Keeper was, the movie was nothing like the book.
Hmm.
And I am going to read, because I love the show and it's loosely based on the book, I realized that I have Under the Dome by Stephen King.
Oh.
I've just not read it. So I'd like to see how much
mm-hmm.
the show, which I love, mm-hmm. and I know you love,
obsessed.
is based on the book.
Yeah.
So it would be,
no one is
it'd
safe.
Be interesting.
And yeah. It just keeps getting crazier.
So I would say those are my top. Like I said, I mean, there's so many different books that I feel they should be there because they were life-changing mm-hmm. or they taught me something. But when it comes down to just really reading something, I do it for enjoyment. Whether I'm learning something from it or not, I'm doing it for enjoyment. I also figured out, I did the math today, and I figured out conservatively in my lifetime, I've probably read 4,500 books.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's hard to narrow. You can't narrow it down to five.
I know. But you're way more of an expert when it comes to reading than I am.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about how I don't like 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm. But you like Twilight.
I am going, it's better writing.
Right.
I'm not a fan of sparkly vampires.
I'm just kidding.
It's better writing. I do love Harry Potter, though.
As an adult woman, you had to correct me on that.
I do love Harry Potter, though. I am going to write in my blog about all the reasons why I don't like 50 Shades of Grey. However, I am letting a friend write about all the reasons why she loves it. So I'm being fair.
See, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's the journalist in you. Yeah. Both sides of the story.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be objective. And, mm-hmm. and maybe that's why I went into journalism in the first place, because it's just something I naturally do. Oh, well, you might think differently about this.
Right.
And that's okay.
At least you're open. Like, those that aren't open to other opinions drive me insane.
And how can they ever grow? You can't grow. Right. If you're not open to listening and just accepting diversity in other people, you can't grow. You can't. Mm-hmm. You get stagnant yourself.
True. Completely true. We have been added. We, as the podcast, have been added to another place to listen.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's called... Oh, goodness, wasn't ready. The Rock and Comedy Radio, and each week it's going to be played, and I'll find out what time. I don't know if it's going to be consistently the same time, but I'll post it everywhere when I do find out.
That's so exciting.
Very excited about that. And then I found a new obsession called Brownie Brittle. I have to share.
I have to try this.
It's amazing. I've found it at King Soopers. I've also seen it at Safeway. And... it is the best part of the brownie. It's the crispy edge mm-hmm. when you cook. So this lady named Sheila Maines, she has been famous for her brownies for years. And she would go around and pick up the crunchy pieces and eat them. And finally, she's like, oh, hey, let's make this a product. And it's been voted like one of the best snacks a couple years ago. And it just recently became... something I paid attention to. They have four different flavors: chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, salted caramel, and chocolate toffee, which chocolate toffee is my favorite.
I have to get some.
I kept turning to it all weekend.
I'm going
posting
to get some.
About it, and I keep hoping they'll just be a sponsor and send us some. And
I'm going to just
then we
have
can give
to,
it away for
stopping.
Prizes.
I'll stop and get some on my way home.
Yeah, King Soopers or Safeway.
Perfect.
Just ask. I've seen it in both. And if they say they don't have it, they're lying or they don't know.
Perfect. I will try it.
All right. So
or they ate it all.
Yeah, no kidding. It's amazing.
I would do that. I would sit back in the room. These are mine.
I kept going back last night, I think it was. After my healthy dinner, I kept going back for Brownie Brittle. I'm like, yeah, I have to talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is a problem. and there is a chance, a small chance, that we might have you on with Teresa in the near future. If not in the mm-hmm. near future, it will be in the future. We're working on getting a third microphone so we could be a gaggle of ladies just gabbing.
That would be fun. I think that would be a lot of fun because she is awesome. And
she is.
Mm-hmm.
She is such a strong, funny woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very talented, too. Anything else you want to add before we say hasta la vista?
Nope. This was great. It was fun. Went by quick.
It does. And we're almost at 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
People are going to be like,
see, I always think, I know, every time I see mine, it's like, mine are always the longest.
That's good.
No, it says a lot about how much I talk.
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see you soon either way.
Yes. Perfect.
All right, bye.